Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
If someone's sight loss deteriorates to an extent that their existing home is difficult to get around in, or it's becoming hard to find what they want when cooking or housekeeping, many people are still understandably reluctant to up sticks and move somewhere else because their home layout is, after all, still very familiar to them. And it's in these circumstances that charities like RNIB in Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland, and Action for Blind People across England can advise about adapting someone's existing home to make it a more vision impairment-friendly environment for them. We spoke to Lizzie Abnett from Action for Blind People's housing team about some of the things, many of them really simple but effective, that can help someone to stay in their home if they wish.
There are some things that people can consider, because staying in your own home obviously is what a lot of people want to do. And depending on someone's sight loss and how much usable vision they have will depend on the kinds of adaptations that someone can consider for their home.
I guess there are big pluses, aren't there, to staying in one's own home, because even if one's sight is deteriorating, one is still familiar to a large extent about the layout of the place, what is where, and how to get from A to B.
Yes, absolutely. And something that people tell us often is that one of the best places they can be is their own home because of that familiarity. And often people adapt to their home surroundings simply because they're familiar with them. So they know where the steps are, they know which cupboards are where and where they're keeping, you know, their teapot or where the tea is kept and everything like that. So people find it just by it being familiar to them.
And, I mean, even things like the number of paces down the hallway or number of stairs from downstairs to upstairs, subconsciously we just get so used to those dimensions, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you know, the depth of the stair and the width of the stair as well, people get used to and therefore find it good to be in a familiar surrounding in their own home.
I'm sure you'd be the first to say, and I guess you must offer people always choice, so if they want to move, then I guess you'd never stand in anyone's way. But for those who do choose to stay, what are the sort of adaptations, you know, the extent of the adaptations that can be made to make the home a lot more vision impairment friendly?
Well, there are a number of things, obviously dependent on someone's eye condition and therefore what their sight loss is and therefore what their needs are. But some of the things, more common things, perhaps lower cost initially, are things like colour contrast. So if, for example, you have a light-coloured worktop, you could consider putting a dark colour non-slip mat or something, or a covering, to give that contrast. And then indeed for your teacup, for example, again a contrast, so perhaps having a dark exterior and a white interior can really help somebody. There's also different lighting options, so there's all sorts of very, very strong lighting that you can add into your home environment, so whether that's where you sit and where you read, or, you know, you want to be trying to see something closer, with task lamps or specific lighting pieces of equipment in addition to your home lighting. But equally, if you had a bit more to spend, actually changing the lighting within the room is a possibility as well. But also there are things in the kitchen that you can specifically, perhaps on the dials for the oven and the washing machine. So if there's a particular setting on the washing machine that you use regularly, you can put a little sticker on it, a bump on, and that can help with setting your washing machine so it's doing the right cycle. Equally, those bump-ons are good on a cooker dial, equally on microwaves as well. So bump-ons can be really useful things to have.
And you've sort of gone there from the minuscule, you know, little bump-on on a specific device in the kitchen, and you also talked on the bigger scale, things like lighting, which of course can make a huge difference. Are there any kind of limits to what one can do? For example, guide rails, you talked about colour contrast. Are there sort of bigger things around the home, even colour contrasting the decoration in the house, you know, without going too far? Do you advise that in certain cases?
It's limitless, really, and you can do so much to your home if it's going to be of use to you. So you could change your carpets for a darker colour or a lighter colour and the walls for a darker colour. You could colour contrast everything if it would be a useful thing for your eyesight, if that helped you. Equally, rails, you could have ramps put in your home if that would be useful as well. So there's so many options to consider, and obviously there is an element of cost to some of these, some being very simple, very cheap, perhaps quite effective ways you can adapt your home environment.
Well, of course, having all that choice is absolutely fantastic, but cost is a factor, as you've said, and getting the right advice must also be the place you need to start. Where do people start if they want to stay in their own homes and talk about adaptations?
Well, certainly they can contact us at Action for Blind People or through the RNIB helpline to ask for advice and information, just to be aware of what is available and what might help them, and we can offer that kind of information. Equally, there are other charities and also local sensory teams or hearing and vision teams who can offer information and support and suggestions in terms of adaptations to your home.
And would that ever also include a site visit, as they say, you know, a home visit, someone coming to look around and advise on your specific property?
Yes, it can do. Sometimes we may visit, however, we also work with other organisations who could potentially go and visit as well. So I'd suggest to contact us or contact somebody initially for information and advice, and then following on from that, if they would like somebody to visit, obviously to make whoever they've contacted aware, and either that organisation can visit or can refer for somebody else to make a home visit to that person.
Now, to make life simpler, there's just one phone number to call wherever you are in the UK if you'd like to make an initial inquiry about useful adaptations for your home. You can also find out about what services are available in your area and who provides them, and whether there could be any charges for actually carrying out these adaptations, as this is often means tested. But getting advice from either Action for Blind People in England or RNIB in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland is certainly free of charge. And the number to call is the UK-wide helpline that both charities share, which is 0303 123 9999. Or if you prefer, you can email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.